Hi, everyone. Welcome back to episode 7 of the Friends in Faith Collective. I am Marina.
I'm Sam.
And on today's episode, we are going to be chatting about how to set up some healthy boundaries, what those look like, what the difference between building a wall and creating a boundary. And so we're just going to go ahead and jump right into that topic. Something that I know both Sam and I have shared, that many of us can relate to this topic on what the difference is between actually creating a healthy boundary and what it means to put up a wall. Something that I had created, and we'll later post this on our Instagram so that you guys have a copy of this as well, but the difference between a wall and a boundary. A wall, you tend to keep everyone out, whereas a healthy boundary, you keep unhealthy people away. There's a difference. Walls also are built upon fear. What if somebody hurts me? I'm not going to let anybody in. Versus a boundary is built upon courage. I'm putting up this boundary because I'm going to stand up for myself and be strong. Mm-hmm. Then you have another wall that tends to lead to isolation. You're keeping everybody out. You're fine on your own. Versus the boundary keeps you safe, protects your heart. We also have a wall is a sign of unresolved past wounds. I can relate to this one very much so. Versus a boundary. A boundary on that is a sign of awareness and self-respect. And then another wall is a wall makes you a victim of your past, whereas the boundary deepens healthy relationships. And so we're going to talk a little bit more in detail on these things and some of our past experiences and how we relate to all of this. As far as the first one that I mentioned, a wall versus a boundary, the wall keeping everyone out, the boundary keeping unhealthy people away. When we've been hurt in the past, when we've been let down, we tend to, most of us, immediately put up that wall because of that pain and not wanting to feel that hurt again, not wanting to deal with those specific people. But the boundary that you create means that you can love people from a distance, mm-hmm. that you can, especially when it comes to family members, right? Sometimes you can't always completely shut them out of your life. But, and this is just real talk, like sometimes we do have to create those boundaries within our own family members. And identifying whether it's a wall or a boundary, the boundary is you have to eventually probably see them at holidays or family events or things like that, and not necessarily keeping them completely out of your life, but being able to know that I'm no longer going to allow you to get so far to mess with my emotional and physical health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. So
I think setting boundaries with your family is probably that one of the hardest, mm-hmm. you know, avenues of relationships in your life. Like with your family, that's probably one of the hardest.
It is. It's extremely tough because you're wanting to protect yourself and have the courage to do so without completely pushing them out. Yeah. You really don't have a choice when it comes to family. I mean, if the family member lives far away, then probably sure. a little easier.
Yeah.
But if we're talking, you know, immediate family or somebody that we see a little more frequently, and it's not to say that with a boundary that you completely shut them out of your life entirely.
No.
It's maybe this part of, let's say, for example, should someone have meddling mother and father-in-laws. I'm blessed that I don't struggle with that, but I know I have heard people talk about their mother-in-law or mother-in-laws, really. I think father-in-laws are just chill. But that they get into their business, they're trying to tell you how to raise your kids, how to, you know, run your household. And you have to be able to create that boundary with them, not completely keeping your mother-in-law out, but creating that boundary of like, this is my house. You know, the Lord, the Bible says that we should leave our mother and father and we cling together. And now that is your family and that is your priority. And although the mother-in-law may be trying to put on her suggestions or thoughts on how you should be running things. It's not her place to say. And that's where I'm saying to create that boundary of, you know, I love and I appreciate you, but unfortunately, I'm not going to allow you to speak over me in that manner in this area of life. And that's why I'm creating a boundary in this specific area.
Yep.
So the boundaries most definitely can be not just you as a general, which those can occur, but it could also be just a specific area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I'm so glad that we're talking about this topic today, because you had brought it up in our last episode, which we talked about vulnerability. You had talked about the difference between walls versus boundaries. And I left recording that night going, there's a difference. So I'm really glad that you brought it up last week. So I went home and looked into it a little bit, knowing that we'd probably talk about it again. And when I looked at it, going down that list that you were reading, I was like, oh, I do a lot of walls. I'm putting up a lot of walls and it's not really working. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always right. There's always something that doesn't work. So Sam's newly stepping into maybe working on boundaries instead of walls. But sometimes, if I'm connecting it back to our last episode of vulnerability, a lot of times when we are vulnerable, right, we talked about how vulnerable comes from being vulnerable, or the lack of being vulnerable comes from pain, mm-hmm. right? It comes from fear. It comes from past trauma, those kinds of things that happen in life, and which causes us to put up the wall to not be vulnerable. So know that if that's something that you struggle with, is being vulnerable, this is going to be a really good and helpful topic for you, because it's going to help ease into being a more vulnerable person and creating some more connected, you know, connective, healthy relationships is going to be setting healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited that we're talking about it, because I have a lot to learn on the topic of what's the difference between a healthy boundary and an unhealthy boundary. Because just because you're setting a boundary doesn't mean that it's a good one, or that it's healthy, or that it's going to be productive. So I think we can open up and talk a little bit about the difference even between a healthy boundary in a relationship, a friendship, a family member, mm-hmm. versus the difference of an unhealthy boundary. So let's see. You can say no or yes, and you are okay when others say that to you. So as a yes person, as a people pleaser, which I know that's you as well, and or has been at some point in your life, mm-hmm. learning to say no to something that is respecting your true wants and needs, mm-hmm. that's a healthy boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So like you gave the instance of a mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I'm also blessed and don't have a meddling mm-hmm. in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
So thankful for that. Yeah. But if we're just going to piggyback off of that example, a mother-in-law saying something like, well, I'm going to come over on this day, instead of asking to come over, just I'm going to come over on this day at this time, or showing up at the front door, or sending home things that you don't want in your home. Or I don't know. I'm just throwing out some bogus examples, but, mm-hmm. you know, putting your foot down and saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the flip side, saying yes, we are going to do this instead of this.
Mm-hmm.
I see that this is your request, but this is what my family is going to do instead, and saying yes to your family.
Right.
So the unhealthy boundary of that one is that you're not able to say no because you're afraid of rejection or abandonment. So that's where that fear comes in, is you don't want to say no because you're fearful of what's going to happen. And I think that's a lot of times what happens,
mm-hmm.
And why we don't set the healthy boundaries is because we're fearful.
Right. That has been a big one for me in my life growing up as a struggle of that fear of letting people down, the fear of rejection, of them being upset at me or them not wanting to be around. The abandonment is another thing. And it's hard until you start going through a healing process and realizing that the boundaries are important for you and for your well-being, and until you can realize that, like, I came to a point in my life where I finally had to start speaking up, saying no, and creating boundaries for my physical and mental health. I remember seeing something that said you don't speak up or you keep quiet to avoid a altercation or an argument, yet what's going on inside of you is just wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
And that stuck out to me so badly because that was me most of my life.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruffle feathers. I didn't want to bring up things or upset anyone or let anyone down. Meanwhile, I'm dealing with so much anxiety within myself that I was like, I can't continue to mess with my health at the cost of trying to make sure that I don't feel rejected by others.
Yep.
And once that becomes more apparent and you realize that, it gives you more of a strength to say, you know what, I matter and I don't need to be putting myself through that. And a lot of my anxiety was stemmed from that when I got so angry with situations or people that I didn't speak up and create that boundary for is when that anxiety got so super high in me.
Yeah.
And so again, creating that boundary is keeping the unhealthiness out, the unhealthy people or the unhealthy manners of those people versus just keeping them out and saying, no, I don't want to deal with them. I'm not going to keep them in my life. That's a wall. That's a little bit different.
Yeah. When you were talking about when you first were mentioning, I think I know the quote you were talking about. It said something along the lines of, I'm not saying this about my mom, but it said, the quote says, my mom taught me to keep the peace, but whose peace am I keeping?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's kind of what you're saying is.
Definitely wasn't my own, but yes,
exactly,
absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's, a lot of people are learning that lesson at all ages of life. This isn't something we're supposed to learn in our 20s or 30s. I know friends and family who are learning it in their 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. This is a very relevant topic for anybody. So we're so glad you're here. No matter what age you are, we have plenty of topics to talk about. Some more on here on this list that I found, healthy versus unhealthy boundaries. A healthy boundary is you have a strong sense of identity and you respect yourself. I think that also comes, those two things go hand in hand of, because you have that, you're able to set healthy boundaries, but also if you're setting healthy boundaries, you're practicing that and it will become more of a habit to you, which can be great for gaining some self-confidence and being able to say no more often.
Absolutely.
The unhealthy side of that is your identity consists of what you think others want you to be. You're a chameleon. This is something, it's so weird, right? Like when we talk to God about things happening in our life or what we want to happen or what we're noticing. It's so weird. I just had a moment where I was like, oh, I just talked to God about this. I just talked to God recently saying, I feel a little bit of a lack in knowing who I am. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny that you're a chameleon because I watch a lot of, so sidebar, just a quick sidebar. We'll come right back. I am very into fashion. And I can tell you that 99% of people in my life would be like, there's no way. Because this is it. A hoodie.
Always in a hoodie.
If it's 60 degrees, if it's 160 degrees, your girl's rocking a hoodie. And that's on lack of self-confidence. However, just funny that I talked to God about this and then he just went, you know, gave me the little flick on the nose and was like, okay, well, that's an unhealthy boundary. So let's work on that. Anyways, just one of those moments. A healthy boundary is you accept reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
Oh my God. How embarrassing.
It's okay. Reciprocation.
Yeah. You expect reciprocation in a relationship and you share responsibility and power. That's something we were just talking about, actually, is like expectations and what we expect someone else to reciprocate.
That's expectations
another topic.
Expectations will just leave you with disappointment. But that's another topic.
That's another topic. So the unhealthy side of that is you have no balance of power or responsibility in relationships. And you tend to be either overly responsible and controlling or passive and dependent. Well, I know that that's me because I fall into the controlling category more times than I'd like to admit. It's okay. We're working on it.
Do you know that a lot of people struggle with control that they don't realize? Mm-hmm. I know this is a complete sidebar, but I recently did a Bible study that talked about control. And I was like, okay, like I'll give it a try, whatever. I'm sure there's areas of control. Girl, the Lord showed so many areas in my life that I was trying to control that I didn't even realize was there. Mm-hmm. Control's a big issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is for me. It's very relevant in my life right now, and I don't like it.
God will show us who's really in control.
Yeah, he does that. I'll read off a couple more. A healthy boundary is you know when the problem is yours and when it belongs to someone else. So that also is a whole, we're just dropping for future episodes. This is a whole separate topic. Like, cut and jump into episode 8.
Read that one more time.
You know when the problem is yours and when it belongs to someone else. This is something that I stand on my 2 feet and will yell it from the top of the hill. Know when you're the problem. Stop making other people feel like they're the problem when it's you.
Again, going back, who is the common denominator?
Yes.
When we continue to have issues with person after person after person, and this person did this to me and this person said this to me. Mm-hmm. It's that victim mentality that tends to follow you in every situation, and until, yeah, you can get that hard look at yourself and realize that you are the common denominator is the only time when you're going to be able to make that self-reflection and be willing to change.
Yeah. Own your fill in the blank
stuff.
Yeah. Own your stuff. The unhealthy side of this is you take on others' problems as your own and you try to fix others' problems. I fall into about both sides of the category. That's I practice healthy, but I also practice the unhealthy. And I think it comes from, like we were talking about earlier, like I'm just using the family example that we were, you know, on mm-hmm. earlier. A lot of times we're having to set boundaries, not just with acquaintances, but we're having to set boundaries with people who are so close to us, such as family or very close friends. And it can be so hard to set a healthy boundary because not only are you fearful that you are going to be judged for it, but you're fearful that you're going to hurt the other person. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I will take on someone else's problems because I think that that's what I need to do because I care for them. Mm-hmm. And that if I truly love that person, I will carry this weight for them too. I'll carry my side of the weight and I'm going to throw your weight on there too. And you know what? I'm going to throw hers and his and hers on my back too. Mine as well. Like, carry it all.
Right. And how does that end up making us feel?
It usually makes me fall flat on my face and have to call my mom and tell me how to.
You feel the weight of it. Mm-hmm. You feel the weight of it. Yep. Absolutely.
Because I can't carry it. Mm-hmm. So
I can relate to that one as well.
Okay, I'll do one more. A healthy boundary is you do not tolerate any form of abuse or disrespect. That can be physical or verbal. Mm-hmm. Verbal abuse, I mean, if you really look into it, it can happen a lot more than we realize. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that it can be nonchalant, but it can be, I don't know the word I'm looking for. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it can be just like said in passing real quick. Just like, oh,
let more me just of like a passive aggressive yes. type of. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where it's like, oh, I was just kidding. And it's like, no, you aren't. Just say what you need to say.
Can you zoom in on your face when you make this edit? Just, no, you weren't. Can you just zoom right in?
No, you weren't.
I don't think so.
So phony.
Okay. The unhealthy side of that is you have a high tolerance for abuse and being treated with disrespect. And we don't want that for anybody.
No. And I think that also comes with that lack of self-confidence. Yep. When we lack that self-confidence within ourselves to know we deserve to be treated better, to know that we should love ourselves so much that we shouldn't tolerate being disrespected or treated this way, that lack of self-confidence will then allow us to take on that kind of mm-hmm. verbal abuse or whatnot. Once you gain that confidence in yourself and saying, like, I deserve to love myself, to be treated better and not allow these things to come against me, you're going to stand up and create those healthy boundaries. And I've talked about this before, even on my personal page, that when you go through those, it's not like in an instance of, okay, you love yourself enough that you're going to create that boundary. But that boundary is loving that person from a distance, not shutting them out as a wall, saying, you know, well, they did this, they did that, or I'm not going to call them anymore, and I'm not going to reach out, and I'm not going to make an effort to do this because they don't do. That is a wall that you're keeping people out. But not only that, if you're trying to call it a boundary by saying, I'm loving myself enough that I'm not going to tolerate that anymore, it's right, it's correct to a certain extent. You need to check your heart in that manner. Mm-hmm. Are you saying, I'm creating this boundary because I'm not going to allow this hurt to happen, in a sense of that being, having that courage and loving and protecting your heart? Or are you saying it in a sense of pride, like, I don't need to be dealing with that. I'm better than them. I'm not going to allow them to hurt me anymore. There's a big difference in the ego shift.
Yep.
And I highly encourage you that if you're trying to evaluate your relationships right now, whether it be friends, family, colleagues, romantic, if you are creating a boundary, check your heart and find out where it lies. Are you doing it more to protect yourself and still love a person from a distance? Or are you doing it out of that past hurt, out of that fear, mm-hmm. Or the rejection, or even pride of, I don't need to deal with that anymore. I'm better than them. I'm not even going to put forth the effort. I've been there, and I believe we've talked about this before, that in friendships, I tend to be the one that will reach out and try to connect and schedule things and stuff like that. And when I've reached out, you know, a certain amount of times and the connection is not what I feel has been made, I tend to back up, mm-hmm. and then I tell myself, well, I'm not going to reach out to them no more. Like, I've done this, I've reached out, I've done that. And if they want to reach out, they want to. Okay, well, my heart's bitter in that moment. Like, yes, I understand it's relationships, any relationship, friendship, marriages, you know, they're all a two-way street. Mm-hmm. But if I'm checking my heart in that moment, we all go through things, and I've learned God has shown me more to give grace. We all have things that are going on. We all have, you know, who knows if they're having a really hard time in their life and I'm looking at it that they're ignoring me and not wanting to reach out, but yet they're going through some heavy, hard things and I'm taking it personally, yet I'm building up that wall of, I'm not going to let them in. I'm not going to reach out. I'm upset at them. If you allow yourself to have that, your grace, and check your heart in that moment, then you'll soon realize, like, yeah, no, you're kind of becoming bitter. You're building up a wall, not a boundary. Boundaries are done in love, love for the person, love for yourself, and respect. Walls, like we said, we're just trying to keep anybody and everybody out with the fear of, I'm not going to let you get at me and hurt me and give you the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And if we're being completely transparent, and you can cut this out if you want, but this is something that you and I have worked on, mm-hmm. in our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that the two of us had to get vulnerable enough to talk about at some point, because it was an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you were reaching out and I was giving like almost a cold shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't personal at all, and it was very much, I'm going through some stuff and life is really hard and tough right now, and I go into my turtle shell or my hermit crab shell and I shut out the entire world, mm-hmm. because I don't need help, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna deal with this by myself because that's how I know how to. And so both of us had things that we had to work on, and it's still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting better. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed that you show me more grace, mm-hmm. and I am doing better trying to let you in more on the hard things that go on in my day-to-day life, because mm-hmm. they are very much prevalent in the reason that I'm unable to show up, mm-hmm. sometimes in the way that you're hoping or expecting me to. Mm-hmm. And there's been so many times in us being vulnerable with each other that we've made a much deeper connection in our friendship than we would have made if we didn't go there. Like, there's been a time where I called you and I was needing to text you. You had texted me the day before, if I remember correctly, and I didn't respond. And all day I was having the, like, be vulnerable or don't be vulnerable or don't, like, that internal battle of, like, talk to Marina and tell her what's going on in your life. Like, let her help you. Mm-hmm. Talk to her and, you know, open the door a little bit for her and let her see what's going on, because she doesn't know unless you tell her. And I called you and we ended up being on the phone for, I think, like an hour and a half. I was sitting in my driveway just talking about life. And you had made so many valid points that I needed to hear. And not only just within our friendship, but you have been such a blessing in my life as a mentor of a true woman of God. And it was a reminder of so many things for me, not like just opening up and being vulnerable, but then, right, then I had the reminder of bringing it to God and laying it on God's feet and giving it to Him and letting Him take care of my worries and telling Him how I feel and what the struggles are and then letting Him take care of it. And so not only are we talking about these topics with mm-hmm. all of, they're topics that are very close to our hearts a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And this is one I think that both of us are working on within our friendship. The mm-hmm. two of us within our partnership of co-hosting a podcast, it's mm-hmm. it's a lot of work and it requires both of us to show up. And right. there's times where you or I are not able to show up. More times than not, it's me. And it's because I let my darkness take over and I go straight into my hermit crab shell and I'm like, don't come in. Mm-hmm. The do not disturb on the door.
God has worked on me in the area of grace because I too understand the times when I go through my dark times that I shell up and I pull away. And some of my closest family and friends, they reach out because they know, they can see when Marina's being more active on social media or connecting and when I'm pulling away. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for those that are in my life and notice that, because they can see, hey, I haven't seen her post anything, or I haven't talked to her in a couple days, and I tend to retreat back to. But I also know that God has allowed me to go through those times to have a better understanding to those that do as well, and to respect that space and that time. But also, I know too well that the longer that we dwell in those dark times, the harder it is to be pulled out of it.
Yeah.
And so that's why not only I worked through several practices of for the last several years of pulling myself out of it and not allowing myself to go too long dealing with those times is another reason why when I feel that pressed upon my heart with certain people in my life, like you and other friends, that I will respect the space, but then I will also reach out after a few days because I don't want you to stay there, mm-hmm. you know. And it's such a beautiful reflection on the topic that we're talking about. Had we not let the walls down in our personal lives for our friendship, for that conversation that took place that one day over the phone, and just being open up and sharing things that I was feeling, things that you were feeling, for us to be able to connect, if we didn't let that wall come down a little bit to be open up and share that, we wouldn't have been able to make just that much more of a connection with mm-hmm. each other. And that's the importance of letting those walls come down.
Yep.
You know, so.
I shared today on our Instagram, it's just kind of funny sometimes how things kind of come all the way around full circle. Mm-hmm. I had shared on our Instagram today, and it was something that I came across and I kind of reposted it. It says, your pain won't have purpose if it's private. And it's almost like the pain that you felt, that happened to you. Now you're seeing it in me. And so you're trying to pull me out of it. Mm-hmm. And as I was driving here on my way today, because Hermit Crab Sam was coming out and was like, oh, I want to stay home and be depressed and be sad in my dark hole. And the enemy was very loud, and I had a lot of feelings of, you know, being inadequate today, which usually comes on podcast recording days is, who are you? And why would anybody want to watch you? Why would anybody want to listen to you? And a lot of times I'm like, I don't know. A lot of times I can't battle that with anything else, but sometimes I can. And today was not a day where I had much fight in me to fight it off. Mm-hmm. And it was like right before I turned the corner onto your street, I had like a but God moment. I'm doing this like for him, mm-hmm. and because he led me to be here. Mm-hmm. And so it was the enemy, murmur in my ear. And then it was but God. Mm-hmm. But God told you to do this. But God is pushing you to be here. But God created this space for you.
Yes.
And he wouldn't have put you here if it wasn't for you. He would have picked someone else.
Amen.
So your pain won't have purpose if it's private. And so it's just so weird that I posted that earlier today. And it's like this trickle effect. Like it happened to you, your pain. Now you're seeing it in someone else and you're mentoring and trying to pull others out of it. And it's not just me. I see it in other women that you are also mentoring, which like round of applause. At church, I saw your lash girl, Lila. I saw her reshare something that was shared at the church. Lila got baptized this last weekend, as well as your future sister-in-law, Sasha, yes. and your daughter.
Yes.
And Lila's boyfriend. Congratulations to all of you. Special shout out on our podcast.
So such a beautiful day. My heart was full.
Yes. But Pastor Charlie was talking about how a lot of times as Christians or as believers or people walking in our faith, I can't say especially for someone who's new, but I'm in the lane of being new. Wow, it's hard to share sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he was sharing, you know, Lila is here today getting baptized because she does your lashes and you invited her to church. Like, how beautiful, right? Mm. So I see you not only doing a mentorship within me as a friend and as a woman of God, but I see you doing that in other women. And like, it's amazing to see. And it is so special to be a part of that. And I'm sure Lila can say the same, as well as the other girls in my shoes right now who look up to you, you know, in that regard. Stop it, because you're making me choke up over here. It's getting misty.
I just can't tell you how more of a perfect time that your words truly.
This is God is just right out of my mouth right now. I'm not even thinking about any of it. It's just coming right out of my mouth.
That's the way he works, because he knows. It's such a blessing to see your work out there, so to speak, because that's one thing that the enemy will do is he will attack the area that he knows you're most gifted in the purpose that God has in your life. That's why he's messed with you on your way here several times. Even today, he's been messing with me a lot this week in regards to questioning my purpose and if what I'm doing truly matters, if people even care. The enemy will just stop at nothing to try to attack our minds and make us believe these lies. And yet here we are pressing on and pressing through and moving forward in spite of that fear, which we talked about in a previous episode. Go find it if you haven't seen it already. But it's just, I appreciate your words, and I'm so just blessed to know that I'm just humbled and honored that God would use someone like me who does not feel qualified to just go out there and share what he's done in my life and what he can do in others, and to see people come to know God and know that he trusted me to be a part of that person's process of getting to know him is the ultimate joy.
Your pain won't have purpose if it's private. That's it right there.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing, is because we no longer want to allow that privacy to hold us back. Mm-mm. We need to open up and share so we have the connection, and so people, women and people, can relate.
Yep.
Gosh, give me a crying mess.
We just need to keep like a little box of tissues right here. I didn't see this episode going in this direction, but I'm so glad that it did. And I'm so glad that we have had these moments in our friendship to bring us here to this conversation, so that not only can we talk about it, but we can truly talk about it from a place that's so close to our hearts. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I can't remember if we've really shared on here how we met, but our friendship is fairly new. And I think no matter where you're at in a friendship with someone, like, I've known my best friend Brittany since we were 3 years old, and there are still millions of things I have yet to learn about her. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about this a little bit on the Find Your People episode. Mm-hmm. Of someone can come into your life and like, bam, they get you and they know you. But a lot of times, you know, as people come in and out of our lives, we have a lot of learning to do. And I think a lot of times that's God also showing some lessons to us as well. And I'm so glad that he brought the two of us together and gave us the blessing of this friendship, not only for the sake of our podcast, but like for the sake of your mentorship. And we hope that this podcast does do something and go somewhere and spreads word and brings people to God and hits home for people and touches your heart in some way, shape, or form. But if it doesn't, I'm still cool with it just being this.
I'm absolutely right there with you. We made the decision to step out in faith and doing what we felt called upon our hearts to do, and to connect with women. And what great faith it took for us to step out. And even look, even to this day, we still have times of it being hard to just hit record. Mm-hmm. And share, because yeah, we want to be cuddled and on the couch and in our own little world, and being open and up and being vulnerable and sharing these parts of our lives out there on a platform requires a sense of,
yep,
letting people in and letting people know more to the masses and stuff. But it's just so crazy to me how, just know that God orchestrates the correct people in your life at the time that you need it. I think we did share on how we met, but had I not met you, I don't think that we would be doing this. God had appointed you to be sitting next to me for us to be doing this together. Mm-hmm. And I shared that with my husband the other day when Pastor Charlie did share that Lila was getting baptized and came to the church because I invited her, because I went to go get my lashes done. And I told my husband, see, if I didn't go get my lashes done, there wouldn't be a new woman baptized, right, and her boyfriend. Like, me getting my lashes done is winning people for the Lord.
That's
and
right.
He started laughing. He's like, oh my goodness. But I met Lila, never knew her before. I met her through some mutual friends that were doing a giveaway on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, okay, I know this person, but I didn't know Lila. I knew the other two. Knew the one of them very well. One of them I knew kind of, but I never knew Lila. But I'm like, all right, they're doing a joint giveaway, I will join. What's the hurt, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, I didn't win that giveaway, but I had already been interested in looking to get my eyelashes done, and she was local, and I was like, might as well give her a try. And I made an appointment, got my lashes done, and then after that, my mom, my cousin, my sister, my best friend. Like, I had five people go to her right after I did. We all just became very close with her and consider her now a good friend of the family. But had I not entered that contest, I would have never met her and made that appointment, nor would I have established that relationship, then invited her to church. And now look at, she decided to make a public declaration of her walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
Like that. It's just crazy how everything aligns.
Like, if you don't think God's working in your life, he is.
Yes.
Even through Instagram, okay?
Yeah. And getting your lashes done.
Yeah.
That's my valid excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
See, you can't put a price tag on
right?
that.
I told him. I was like, I'm winning souls for the Lord, babe. I'm just kidding.
I love it. And just, okay, if we're talking about business and sharing word of mouth, share Jesus word of mouth.
Yes.
I'm practicing. Sure. I'm working on it.
Well, just like you said, what you were speaking was God flowing through you. It clearly says in the Bible that when we open up and share our faith with people, don't be worried about what you're going to say, if it's going to make sense. The Holy Spirit will move through you, and he will be speaking the words that need to be spoken to the person that you're sharing with. And I have seen it time and time again in my life where I will share with people and I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I felt like I blacked out for a second.
I just invited one of my students and his mom to church on Mother's Day. And I told him, I was like, hey, you should come to church on Sunday and tell your mom it's Mother's Day. And he goes, okay, I'll come. Aww. And I said, okay, I'm going to text mom right now and tell her that you're going to come. And he goes, okay, I'll be there. And I text her and she's like, sure, what time is the service? We'll go. I was like, what? I was just happy in that moment of he was on the receiving end of it. So was she. So I just pray that the enemy does nothing to stop them and they do actually show up on Mother's Day. What more of a beautiful thing to see her and one of my students.
I'm so glad to be mentored by you in this area of my life, because I hope one day that I can look back on this conversation and say, yeah, and me too. Like, I hope that God uses me in that way as well.
He will.
Because it's really special to watch it. Like, I get to be in the passenger seat in the car with you on this journey. But then I'm watching it from the sidewalk too with you and other people in the car. And it's really cool to see. And I do truly hope. I've talked to God about it a little bit too. But, you know, I hope at some point that he blesses me in that area as well, that I can bring more people to him. Because I saw something earlier and it said, when you realize that it's not a religion, and it's like, whoa.
It's a relationship.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is unlike anything I've ever seen, heard, felt before. And I've seen it in my husband. He was not a believer when we met. And he is now, and we're working our way towards getting baptized and being able to see, like, he's been blessed with an amazing, 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 amazing new career opportunity, which was all God's work. And he has told me many times how he has, you know, while at work, he's had moments where chills come over him, and he is so grateful and shares that gratitude with the Lord. And it's very special to sit next to that and see someone experience the Holy Spirit for the first time. It's pretty wild. It's a cool thing.
It is.
So anyway, walls versus boundaries.
It definitely is. And he will use you. And that's referring back to our episode of, if you never open up your mouth, can people tell that you are a follower of Jesus? Through our actions.
Yeah.
Through the way we live our lives and how we handle circumstances that would normally throw us over the edge, and people are asking, why are you so at peace? Because I'm trusting God, and because I know that he's got this. It is our actions that will speak louder than words, and that's what will tend to draw people to seeing that our God is different, because he's helping us in times where people should be going crazy.
Yep.
So one other thing I did want to reference in regards to walls versus boundaries, in the Bible, in Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything that you do flows from it. And when he's talking about guard your heart, it is in a sense of creating that boundary, because everything you do flows from it. If your heart is filled with fear or hate or resentment, that's where those walls are going to be coming up. You're not letting anybody in. You're going to be operating in anger and anxiety and all of these non-healthy ways, versus guarding your heart is creating that healthy boundary. Because everything that you do, if your heart is in a healthy state, and that's why I said check your heart.
Yep.
Because if you're calling it a boundary, but yet your heart is still showing some anger and bitterness towards a specific person, there's still a wall up, not necessarily a boundary. And that's another area that you have to get in with the forgiveness and dealing with the topic at hand. But above all else, guard your heart, for everything that you do flows from that. It is in the Bible, Proverbs 4:23.
Yep.
Thank you, ladies, so much again for joining us. We appreciate you and your time. We hope that everything that we share connects with you. If it did and you feel that this could be helpful to another woman in your life, please feel free to share. We appreciate the support of the likes in sharing our content.
Yes.
And until next time, we will see you.
See ya.
Bye.